Okay, good morning, everybody, and welcome and welcome back to the 20-minute, the weekly 20-minute Hashkafa Shmooze. The way this works, first of all, I got to make the disclaimer from the beginning for those who haven't been here, just to make the disclaimer that these topics, you know, we dedicate 20 minutes, but most of these topics really can't be exhaustively dealt with in 20 minutes. So in 20 minutes, just get the Rosh HaPrakim, just some basic highlights of how to, some directions and how to deal with some issues that come up in the life of a Ben Torah, in the life of a post-high school, post-Israel aged youngster. And these are some of the issues we discussed. Now, last year we went through a lot of issues. I'll have to see. The way this usually works is that I take requests on topics that people want me to speak about. So please feel free to email me or text me or let me know, rabbicam@drshal.org, or some guys have my cell phone number. You could certainly text me if you'd like to, if something hits you in the middle of the day, oh yeah, there's an issue that we really would like to talk about. So one of the issues that a carryover from last year, and it's also Erev Yom Kippur, so I want to relate it a little bit to Erev Yom Kippur. One of the issues that I was asked to speak about is the issue of chevra. Issues stemming from chevra-related issues. Goes without saying that ve'ahavta l'recha kamocha, that every Jew has an obligation to love every other Jew, pshuto kemashmo, to have a deep and profound, real, sincere love for every single Jew has to be a sine qua non. I mean, the klal gadol b'Torah, that's the whole Torah standing on one foot, ma'ade sani lach l'chaver lo sase, whatever you don't like done to you shouldn't do to somebody else, lo sisna sechicha b'lavecha, there's an iser midoraisa to hate another Jew, or to chas v'shom, that anyone should have to any Jew, whether he's part of your chaver or not part of your chaver. That obviously has to be a sine qua non, the deepest sense of obvious Israel, particularly before Yom Kippur, we'll talk about it in a few seconds. However, we're going to spend time this morning really discussing more in terms of issues of chevra, of selecting chevra, of influences of different people within a chevra, and how does one negotiate that. So of course I'm going to begin with my absolute most famous Rambam that I believe I've repeated even in this context beforehand. The Rambam in Perek Vav Hilchos Deos, Derech Briyaso Shel Adam Lios Nimshach B'Deosov U'B'Masov Achar Re'ov V'Chavirov Nohek Minog Anshem Medinoso L'Fichach Tzorach Adam L'Schaber L'Tzadikim V'Lei Shevetzel HaChachomim Tomid Kedesh Yimod M'Maseim V'Yisrachik Min HaRishoyim HaHolchem B'Choshech Kedesh Lo Yimod M'Maseim. The Rambam says that it's the normal way Hashem created human beings like this. Derech Briyaso Shel Adam, it's the normal way that Hashem created human beings, Lios Nimshach, B'deosav, U'masav, that his thoughts and his actions tend to follow his group of friends. That's the way Hashem created us. John Locke said, man is a social animal. We've spoken about this. L'fikach tzarech adam l'schaber l'tzadikim, a person has to hang out with righteous people, v'lei shevetzel ha'chachamim tamid, and he has to sit by the chachamim a lot, k'dei sheyilmod mimaseim, a person's supposed to choose for himself a chevra of people that are going to be a good impact on a person. The Rambam is saying here that it's not a weak person who's a follower of his craft. It's not a weak person. That is the way the human being was created. Derech Briyaso Shel Adam. The Rambam uses a very striking language. The Rambam doesn't usually talk like that. He gets into the anatomical construct of a person. Derech Briyaso. It is the physical anatomy of man. That's the way man was created. Man was created that chevra is very important. That's what the Rambam says, that therefore you have to try to attach yourself to people who you think are going to be a good influence and impact on you, because that is going to be mashpia. Now, you certainly don't want to only choose people who you think are going to be a good hashpan. There also could be other factors that go into choosing friends, like if you get along with them. I mean, if you have a personality that's similar to them, there are people who have different kinds of personalities, and sometimes people just don't get along because they just deal with things differently. So, if for sure you have to hang out with a good chevra, and for sure, but you also have to be, again, to love every Jew, you have to love every Jew, but it doesn't mean you have to be best friends with every Jew. Because, you know, you're going to naturally gravitate towards people who have more of the type of personality that you do. You have to be tolerant of everybody. You can't get angry at people who don't have exactly the same type of personality. And again, there's a lot of crossover between this talk. Some of this might sound familiar. We had a whole talk about arrogance and humility. I mean, the first talk of last year, the early talks had to do with, you know, humility. And certainly there's a lot of crossover here. But certainly in terms of chevra, despite the fact that a person is going to look to put himself in with a chevra of people who are good, a good influence on him, that's got to be for sure. It's very, very important to not look down at people who are not yet on your level. And that certainly is full of arrogance, and that is what causes tremendous pirud between people. A person shouldn't have that kind of feeling. A person should not try to measure himself in terms of other people, and he shouldn't say, oh, well, I'm... Again, you have to do this a little bit because you do have to know you want to hang out with a strong chevra. So you have to think a little bit about what a strong chevra is. So obviously you're going to have to, a little bit, you're going to have to do it. But there's a very fine line between trying to find people that you want to hang out with and looking down on people that you feel are not good influences on you. And there's no reason that a person should look down on people that you don't feel you have too much to gain from. First of all, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, Eizeh u'chacham halomed mikol adam. Ezu chacham halomid mikol adam, which means that every Jew, every person, even every human being has something to teach you. So a person should not ever look down, because every person has something to teach, and a person should look at every person as an opportunity to teach him something and has something to give. Every Jew has something to give. Every person. And I want to just say, I'm talking Klali stick, but I feel even more strongly about that within a chevra of a yeshiva, within a chevra of the yeshiva, how important it is for no one within a chevra of yeshiva. And you know that this is something that I've stressed. Those of you who went to our high school, you know, this was an issue that I was crazy hyper about the level of togetherness and achdus and understanding and tolerance for people who aren't exactly like you, how important that is in yeshiva, and how crucial that is for every member of a yeshiva to feel welcome, to not feel like a second class student, should not feel like a second class Jew, chas v'shalom. And that comes from the chevra. The chevra has to make sure, even at the same time that we're looking to find the chevra that's a good chevra for us, we have to be very, very careful not to cross over the line of looking down at people who you think are not yet up to your level. You can learn from everybody. And I would say, especially prior to Yom HaKippurim, especially prior to Yom Kippur, it's crucial to be on good terms with every Jew, to really sit down and ask for mechila from people who things went wrong with over the years, people who we may have wronged, people who may have wronged us, both to ask for mechila, to try to clear the air. This is very, very important for before Yom Kippur for many, many reasons. First of all, some Rishonim have a fascinating reading of that Mishnah in Yuma that talks about Amar Rabbi Akiva Lefnei Mi Atem Mitarim. Perhaps I'll speak about this a little bit in Yom Kippur, but Lefnei Mi Atem Mitarim Mitar Esham Avinu Sheba Shemayim. So the Gemara, the Mishnah right before that says Averos Shebein Adam La Makom Yom Kippur Mechaber Averos Shebein La Chavero. Sins between man and man, Yom Kippur doesn't atone Ad Sheiratz Es Chavero. Pashup Shad is that Yom Kippur doesn't erase the Averus Benadon LaChavero until you ask for forgiveness. But some Rishonim read that Mishnah, not the time to go into the details now, that Yom Kippur doesn't even work for the Benadon LaMakoms if you have the Benadon LaChavero still outstanding. Wow. That's amazing. Yom Kippur won't wipe away your Benadon LaMakoms, according to some, maybe even some Tanaim, some Rishonim were that way. That some Rishonim say that's goof for the Machlokas of Beleza and Rabbi Kiva, that Mishnah, not the time now, but just so you should know, there's an opinion like that out there. If you have something you're still holding, a grudge, or somebody you're still angry with against another Jew, because that's a period in Klaisa. That's the other question. Why do you ad sheiratz es chavero? Right? Ain Yom Kippur mechaper ad sheiratz. Why do you need to go ask Mechila before Yom Kippur?
So Pashup Shad is to get atonement for that particular Avera that you did wrong to the other person. But others say, no, it's not for that Avera. It's that Yom Kippur works for Klal Yisrael B'Klal. It doesn't work for individuals. It works for Klal Yisrael as a Klal. So to the degree that you attach yourself to the Klal Yisrael, to the generality of Klal Yisrael, to the degree that you're one with every other member of Klal Yisrael, so you can attach yourself to the atonement of Yom Kippur, which happens to the Tzibur of Am Yisrael. But if you're still fighting and arguing, and you still have Pirudim and arguments and Machloksi with members of Klal Yisrael, so you may not even be able to latch on to the whole Klal Yisrael. We need everybody to be at peace with everybody. That's why everybody says Tefillah Zaka, and everybody says Harini Mochel, because in order for Yom Kippur to work, according to some Rishonim, in order for Yom Kippur to work, it has to be that everybody's getting along with everybody, not just for that individual thing that you have a problem with the other guy. Number two, if people who hold grudges, you know, this is, of course, it all stems from arrogance. You know, you have to realize that you yourself are not so perfect. Well, what do you hold a grudge against somebody for? You hold a grudge because he's an idiot because he did that to me, and you're perfect? Anyway, you never did anything to anybody, and you never... We all have our faults, so you have to learn how to forgive people, how to be mochel, how to realize that you do things wrong too, and you, when you do things wrong, you want people to forgive you as well. The third reason is the Mishnah teaches us al tadin es chavercha ad shetagil lemakomo. Right? Nobody knows, and we spoke a little bit about this in the past, but nobody knows why people do things. You know, people have different life circumstances, people have things that happen to them. You don't know what happened to people, why they are the way they are, why they did the thing that they did. And oftentimes there's reasons behind why people do things. Just like, and fourth is really the whole thing, because just like when we are trying to time it to the Rabbonu Shalom about why we did things wrong, we say, well, it must be because of this, or because of that, or because of that. So the same thing when people do wrong to us, and if a person trains himself to be mochel other people who did things wrong to him, so hopefully, midah keneged midah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with us, and b'midah she'adam modeh, modeh dinlo. That's the way it works. The same way you react to other people, that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats you. So if you're going to learn how to be accepting and forgiving and understanding of even when people who don't do things, who do things wrong to you, hopefully HaKadosh Baruch Hu will respond and will be mochel on the things that we didn't exactly keep up our cheshbon with the Rabbanu Shalom also all the time. Because the more a person becomes that kind of person, hopefully Hashem will help him out also. That's part one of what I wanted to talk about. Part two really gets more the lemaisa, and that is, what do you do in terms of your relationships with kids who maybe you used to be friendly with, but who maybe have strayed? Some of them may have strayed in Rachmanel Islam, be totally off the derech. Some of them maybe are still Shomer Shabbos and kosher, but aren't really osake in, you know, too much else of Yiddishkeit aside from Shabbos and kosher. Certainly they don't learn, or they're not really connected to the kind of Yiddishkeit that hopefully we're all familiar with. And others may even learn a little bit here and there, but you feel like, you know, it's not really part of them. It's something they just do. They go through the motions, but it's not really, being over the Hashem is not really part of their language. How do you relate to friends, past friends, current friends, who are like that? What are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to do about that issue? So again, in the last 7 minutes of this, I'm not going to be able to give you all the hagdaras of how to deal with this, but just some general klalim. In all three cases, I think it is fine, and I think even important. It's fine, and maybe even important, to maintain a relationship with people like this. I think it's very important. If you have a good relationship, you shouldn't, you know, just completely cut off all ties. As I said before, there's a lot of circumstances that often create these issues. We shouldn't judge people, Not to preach again. Not. It's not your job to be. Usually, people who are your age. It's not your job to give them mussar, to be makariv them, to try to. In most cases, it's not. I always say, the Chazon Ish writes that nobody now knows how to give mussar. Nobody knows how to take mussar. The only person that even I, as a rebbe, ever give mussar to, is because if somebody asks for it, or I know that he'll accept it. You know, if you really know someone wants it from you and asks for it, it's not really the job of a friend to give mussar, unless you know the person will respond positively to it, right? Kishem shemitzvah lomar davar hanishma, kach mitzvah shelo lomar davar she'eno nishma. You're just going to make it worse. if you know you're going to say something that people are not going to listen to. But I think it's important that to maintain a relationship, not to preach, but also not to compromise, you know, your standards. I mean, let's say, you know, the meetings should be, you know, on your terms. Like, I don't know, LaMushel, you know, the guy wants to meet you, so you don't go meet the guy in a bar or something if that's not the place, or even that if that's where he hangs out. But you don't go, you know, in things like that, you know, maybe you want to go to a baseball game or something with a person where it's a more, you know, power of kind of atmosphere, but you should be very careful to not go down and not compromise your standards. There's no reason for a person to do that. You can still be friendly and still maintain a relationship. I think the crucial point here is that a person needs to make sure that his main chevra, his strength, the chevra that he generally speaking hangs out with, are strong people who are like-minded in terms of his own level, in terms of where he is. You have to have that ikr chevra. You can't make people who are your ikr chevra, the people you're going to be hanging out with most of the time, people who are going to bring you down. Especially during these years, and even, you know, past the early stages of marriage. Once a person has his main place of strength in a good place, if you know your ikr kviyas of your friends is a strong chevra of friends, and you've worked to try to attack the ikr kviyas, so then it's okay to venture out and to maintain and have certain relationships with kids who may not be exactly because then you know where your ikr kviyas is, and you're just gonna go to, you know, here and there to maintain relationships and to keep up relationship, you know, and even to have serious connections and serious friendships, as long as it's clear to you that this is not your ikr kviyas of where you belong socially. You know, we need to make sure, you need to always be vigilant that the influence is going in the right direction. Again, the way why I say influence, I mean that you know, the Kutzker says, I think I've said in this context prior, right? You place the words alav avecha, and hopefully when the heart cracks, at some point, hopefully at some later time, it will sink in, and you got to hope that with this, again, you have an obligation to love every Jew regardless. This is not, you don't just keep friendly with him on a Kiruv mission, but every Jew, by his definition, should be on a Kiruv mission if he's a Jew. Every Jew should be on a Kiruv mission 24/7. I mean, that's what we're all about. We're all about growing as Ovdei Hashem, so it would be disingenuous to say that, you know, hopefully if you're a Jew who cares about Yiddishkeit, so, right, that's why Avram was called Avi, that's part of the mitzvah of Avas Hashem. Part of the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, Rabbeinu Bechaya writes this way, Ramban writes this way, part of the mitzvah of Avas Hashem is Sheyehei Shem Shemayim Mis'ahev Al Yadcha. That's part of being a Jew. There's an imperative for you to be makariv every person you come in contact with. Every person should look at you and you should be a walking Kiddush Hashem. And not because you preach to people and tell them to be X, Y, and Z, but because by your very essence you're a walking Kiddush Hashem. The way you talk, the way you interact with people, the way you meet us tovos, the way you care about learning, the way you care about Yiddishkeit, the way you speak to people. I mean, just as an aside, just required listening. Rabbi Twersky gave a talk last night at SKA about tshuva, which was very, very powerful. For those who want to listen to it, I'm sure it'll be up somewhere, maybe on the HAL website. I don't know where it will be, but it was recorded. Just about how to make sure that your tshuva lasts, which is was very, very... So he just talked last night about avoiding kasa, about just speaking benachas with people. Like the Ramban writes in the Igeres Ramban, as the yisod of all. Ramban says that's going to be the yisod of everything. I don't think you should maintain contacts with these people who are not as strong as you are because you're on a Kiruv mission with them. In that sense, that you're on a Kiruv mission in that sense. But every Jew should always be on a Kiruv mission in the more limited sense of that if you're a Jew, if you're an Oved Hashem, so it should be clear for anyone who speaks to you for 5 minutes that you're an Oved Hashem and that this is what's important to you. And again, obviously, politically in the right way, you don't want to make people feel, again, you don't want to make people feel low, you don't want to make people feel like they're beneath you, you want to be friendly with them, but there's nothing wrong with people knowing, you know, who you are and what you stand for, and you shouldn't compromise your standards of the way you speak. You know, you shouldn't, when you talk to some people, say you curse, or you talk, you know, that kind of thing, because that's the way they talk. That's ridiculous. That's like meeting him in a bar. You don't want to lower your standards, but to maintain healthy connections. So, it takes some, and again, certain people have an easier time with this than others. I'm thinking of one particular young Ben Torah who I know, whose mom is so full of his own Torah learning and unbelievable masmid in a Yirei Shamayim and Ovid Hashem, but he manages to maintain very cordial and very friendly relationships, even with people who are way, way friends of his, who are way, way, way in a different stratosphere in terms of where they're up to. It's possible to do this. It's not a contradiction. It's possible to be a nice person, to be a caring person, and to get along with people who are totally not from your ilk. I mean, I've had many, many experiences of this. I'm not on such a high madriga, but people who are really on high madrigas, it's possible to be friendly with even people who are on very, very, very low madrigas. Don't give mussar, but just to be friends and to care, that itself is the biggest mussar shmooze. That a guy who's on a very high level of Yiddishkeit cares and cares about every Jew and cares and is willing to spend his time to say a nice word, to say a good thing to somebody who he knows is even not on his level, that's the biggest mussar shmooze. That's the biggest mussar shmooze in Avos Yisrael. That's the biggest mussar shmooze in what it means to connect with the Jew. And I just want to stress one more point. Again, I said it before, but I can't stress it enough. And if anybody has questions about this, please feel free to ask me afterwards. But particularly in the yeshiva. Even within, okay, Baruch Hashem, you know, we have now, Baruch Hashem, 15 boys in the yeshiva. Kein Yiru Bez Hashem. A lot of different kids, a lot of different guys. Maybe Shana Aleph now and Shana Bet, a whole new dynamic. Shana Aleph, Shana Bet. Everybody should be welcoming and nice and understanding. And some people, you know, are on one level. Maybe some people are on a little bit different of a level. And everybody has their own situation, everybody has their own background. It's crucial that the sense of chevra, the sense of understanding, the sense of togetherness, of course, everybody has a right to try to push themselves to grow and to be the best person they can be. But let's make sure that our yeshiva is the type of yeshiva where we're going to do it without looking down our nose at those people who are not yet at that madriga. There's no reason for that. There's no reason for that. It's not a contradiction. There's absolutely no reason for that. That stuff stems from your own insecurity, and that stuff stems from arrogance and things of that nature. There's no reason for that. There's no steer between you being a 100% person who's working on yourself and never chas v'shalom, and you have your own chevra of people you feel, and never chas v'shalom to look down on someone else. And hopefully, if we can really try to internalize these issues prior to the Yom HaGadol HaOyom VaHakadosh, the Yom HaKippurim, hopefully, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see how we're understanding and tolerant of other people's, you know, faults, quote unquote, and issues. Hopefully, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will smile down on us and also look the other way on our faults, and we'll all be zochet to complete mechila, slicha, kapara, and tahara, and a year of Bez Hashem, hatzlacha, and growth, and learning, and ruchnius be'ikr, and also in hatzlacha rab, and gashmis, b'chomasi, adenu, and it should be Bez Hashem the year. Bez Hashem, if we all dive in the right way, and we keep on bringing more and more people into this attitude of working on ourselves, but also to be tolerant and understand everybody else, it should Bez Hashem be the year that we'll all together be zeichet to greet Mashiach Tzidkenu, Meher B'Yameinu, Amen.